With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. As we await more guidance from state officials and health professionals, the upcoming 2020 high school fall sports season is still in a holding pattern. And until we find out more about what will be happening with school for this upcoming fall, sports are definitely secondary. But at Park High School in Cottage Grove, Activities Director Phil Kimmel talks a bit about the position we're in as we hit the end of July.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, you could talk to four different high school ADs and get four different answers for sure, because there's so much changing daily as we speak. So we are like a lot of the other ones, just kind of in a holding pattern right now. You know, I saw some of the information. Again, we're always really good at sharing information between schools, and saw some of the information that Trent sent out to his families, and we sent out something similar, I think, today. But definitely a holding pattern. Just like Hastings, we have a brand new online registration system. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, originally we were going to have that open up July 13th, and we held off on that a little bit. Again, it just makes sense. So, you know, we're in a holding pattern on that, and just letting families know is that, you know, when we get a little more information from the state and the governor next week, you know, we'll kind of get more information about that. And again, it's hard to know, too, because I know everyone's waiting for next week, and I know an announcement will come. And then I know the high school league has been really good in the spring of being ready to go. So as soon as the governor announces something, you know, typically that day or the next day, high school league can have some type of announcement in terms of what that means for us, and in this case, fall sports. You know, the other part of it, too, is there's a high school league board meeting on Tuesday, which would that be August 4th. So if there's any changes, they wouldn't really become official until then. And obviously, everybody knows August 17th is that start date. And if you wait till the 4th and get information from a high school league board meeting, and then you have less than 2 weeks to turn around and try to change things, adjust things, plan things, that's not a lot of time. So we're doing as much planning as we can right now. And just like everybody else, kind of sitting in that holding pattern, just waiting for a little more information.
Whether it was some of the spring athletes that never got a chance to play their spring sport at Park High School, or incoming athletes just being able to participate in camps and be with their teammates again, have been huge for everybody involved in athletics at Park High School.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And again, there are, you know, different levels of participation for sure, but you go all the way to, you know, start with baseball, where again, it's been great that, you know, I'd say a bunch of high school coaches on the east side of the metro have been very organized. Again, they had great plans. So as soon as the state guidelines allowed it, you know, they were ready to go. And I know talking to some schools, you know, they're playing four levels, a ninth grade, a 10th grade, a JV and a varsity. I know we're playing two. I think we're playing JV and varsity again, like you mentioned, kind of taking the place of the VFW and the Legion ball for us. And it's just been great. And, you know, I got to see one of the JV games. I know we've been playing some varsity games too. So you think about that, especially some of the seniors that we had this last spring, you know, and a few of them were planning on going on and playing baseball the college level. It might be Division III or maybe Division II, but you know, they had those plans, and to lose on their senior season, I think it's been great for them. And then it's been great for those other kids that just obviously kids love the sport of baseball and not getting the chance to play it this spring. So, you know, on what end, it's like almost as normal as you could be for a regular summer that these kids are getting a chance to play some baseball. And then you kind of go in the middle there, and again, at least our coaches being able to do some work with kids. The AAU basketball circuit is out there full swing, and they're doing tournaments, and I kind of wonder about those, but let them do what they want to do. But at the very least, our coaches have been able to work with their kids and do everything we can, keeping them safe here and, you know, in the building or on the field, but just getting some working with them and some skill work and some development. And you mentioned it too, Nick, just seeing them. We forget how important it is. Like, you know, we had an in-person district meeting here this morning, socially distanced, and like just seeing people, you forget, like, geez, I haven't seen you in 3 months kind of a thing. So I think that's huge for the kids and the coaches that they get a chance to see each other. So we've been able to get a lot of that in. And then, you know, at the other end of the spectrum, which is probably the hardest one that I'm dealing with, is what to do with football. And football has had kids in for some of their summer activities and workouts. We're trying to stay socially distanced, but we're just trying to keep kids safe. You can throw a ball from a quarterback to receiver, but we're trying to avoid, you know, person-to-person contact on the line and handoffs and those kinds of things. So we kind of got the full range of participation going on within the summer, but I think the best thing is, like you said, we've got kids, not always in the building, but at Park High School, working with coaches and trying to get back to a little bit of normalcy in their lives.
Unfortunately, we also have a little bit of sad news to report, as we lost another Park legend during COVID-19. We said goodbye to George Chavez back in the spring, and now Park lost Hall of Fame baseball coach Granville Smith. Kimmel on Wolfpack Nation saying goodbye to Granny.
Yep, absolutely. And obviously anybody who's lived a full life to reach 98, you know how lucky he is, and he's lived a great life, but so sad to see him go. And you're right. I mean, like, I knew George Chavez from when I was coaching at Park High School because, again, every coach and kid knows George because he's there taking pictures, giving you pictures. So I knew George a little bit before coming into this position as AD and getting involved with the Hall of Fame. I didn't really get a chance to meet Granny Smith until I got involved in the Hall of Fame. And just how lucky I've been to got to know Granny Smith, get to know him pretty well, call him a friend. I tell you, he reminded me a lot of my own dad, and that's why I enjoyed, you know, once or twice a year going over to Norris Square, meeting with him, talking about Park Sports, talking about the Hall of Fame. I mean, he loved Park High School, and, you know, you said it. I mean, he was such a good person and such a good coach, and I didn't know his teaching years, but a great teacher also. And you know, I think he's in every Hall of Fame that's possible for him. My description of him is he was a Hall of Famer in absolutely everything that he did. I know when we get a chance to have a celebration where you can bring people together and kind of honor his life, we'll get a chance to do that and bring people together, how great that'll be. But Granny was just an all-around great guy.
Hall of Fame Park baseball coach Granville Smith was 98 years old. Stay tuned to KDWA Sports as we will have more on the upcoming 2020 fall sports season as we learn more from state and health officials regarding the upcoming school year. It's been a while since we've had hockey on our airwaves right here on KDWA Radio, but that's going to change as we hit August. And that might sound weird to some people, hockey in August, but not just hockey, it's playoff hockey in the NHL, and the Minnesota Wild are involved in this cool 24-team playoff setting. It's going to start on Sunday, August 2nd. Everything for the Western Conference will take place in Edmonton at Rogers Place. The Minnesota Wild will take on the Vancouver Canucks in a best-of-five series, and we now have times for the first two games of the series. On Sunday, August 2nd, the Wild and Canucks will face it off, and I know it's late, folks, but a 9:30 face-off Sunday night, August 2nd. Then, Tuesday, August 4th, against the Canucks, Game 2 will be a 9:45 p.m. start Central Time. Thursday, August 6th is Game 3. August 7th, that Friday, is Game 4. And then Game 5, if needed, would be on Sunday, August 9th. There has been no times announced quite yet for Games 3 and then 4 or 5, if needed, depending on other teams that win. And there shouldn't be much interference in regards to playoff baseball, as the Meeseville Mudhens will open up their playoffs on Friday, August 7th at 8 p.m., Sunday, August 9th at 2 p.m., and Tuesday, August 11th at 8. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.